You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. We are celebrating the connection with your pets. Here is our toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405, to reach out to Dr. Debbie or to Dog Father Joey Villani or Ladybug the Studio Stunt Dog. Again, she's answering calls today because there's a lot of dog callers. Is that what's happening?
You know, she'll take cat calls too.
She is talkative, yeah. So if your dog wants to talk to Ladybug, dial that toll-free number up. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And if you ever need a fix of Animal Radio during the week, head on over to animalradio.pet. Yeah, you heard me right. .pet. Animalradio.pet. Lots of fun stuff over there. And as well as a picture of this year's winner of the world's ugliest dog.
He's cute.
You know what? I feel on the edge about that because, you know, I mean, calling him ugly is not really. That's mean,
right.
Sort of. But I got to tell you, very cute dog.
Yes, he is.
So check that out. And his name's, what is it?
Sweepy Rambo. And it's spelled S-W-E-E-P-E-E. In fact, that's what we're going to tell you. You know, like what kind of dog she is and what she looks like, how old she is. What she weighs, all of the things that a human woman would kill you for revealing. We are going to tell you about the world's ugliest dog contest winner. Who is the cutest, you know?
I have to say, Chinese Cresteds, they don't age well generally.
Yeah.
Do they look the same when they're puppies? I've never seen any puppies.
No, as puppies, they're, you know, I mean, obviously the ones that don't have hair don't have hair. But a lot of times they'll get, you know, the blackheads, the whiteheads all over their skin.
Oh.
They tend to have horrific teeth. So a lot of times they are either falling out or they've been removed. So they tend to have the tongue that hangs out. They really just aren't a breed that is pretty at that age.
So, yeah, you just answered a question for me because I guess now that I think about it, every time I see a picture of them, their tongue is hanging out. And that's because their teeth? What's the deal with
that? Yeah. Well, it's a breed that genetically, their teeth are just really not good. They have a lot of gingival disease, a periodontal disease, so they tend to have problems and have teeth lost very young. So it kind of goes along with the breed trait. And so,
just like people from England, right?
How? I can't believe you said that.
I can't either. We're going to have some kind of Brexit ban.
Yeah. Send your complaints. This is not necessarily the views of the radio station. Send your complaints to.
I'm just saying, okay, the poor little Chinese Cresteds, they're very, very cute. And I would take offense if someone called me ugly. So I want to say this year's winner, Sweepy Rambo, you're a cutie. And
yes,
you're never ugly
she
in
is.
My eyes.
Yes, and we're still going to have all of the English Fox Terriers, the English Setter owners still calling into the show and tuning in. So please still listen to us.
What else do we have? Anything else in the news coming up?
No, that was my big surprise for you.
It?
I was going to talk about Sweepy. Yeah.
Sweepy?
Oh, and what her favorite thing to do is.
Oh, Sweepy has hobbies.
She has a favorite hobby. Well, her dad can afford a lot more now that he won $1,500 off of her.
Okay, that's on the way. Don't give away too much now. 1-866-405-8405.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list. 5 summer family outings that can include dogs. Summer's a wonderful time of year, and for many, it's a great opportunity for the family to be together and make lifelong memories. It should go without saying that it's also a great time to take your dog with you for some of these activities. Let's start with family outings to local, regional, and some state parks. Taking your dog with you is like giving them a giant all-day birthday party. The new smells, sights, and activities are just what the dog ordered. Make sure you check with the park's regulations and adhere to the rules for the safety of your dog and others in the park. Additionally, know what activities you're likely to participate in and decide ahead of time whether your pup will be doing the same thing. If so, prepare for those activities for both of you. A day in the park is certainly something your dog will be up for and find continuous joy in. Number 2 is hiking local trails. If you have an active dog who enjoys getting out and exploring with you, this is a great time of year to do this. make sure you bring water for your dog and also take note of the cement and ground temperatures to make sure that your dog is not burning his or her paws. Additionally, make sure that when you finish the hike, you clean their paws and do a snout-to-tail check for any unwanted critter hitchhikers like ticks. Let's move on to water fun. Whether it's boating, surfing, or swimming, many dogs love the water as much as humans do. If your dog displays a love of water and is safely enjoying it, you have a real treat in store when you take them with you for your water adventures. If they're on a boat, surfboard, or even paddleboard, have the proper safety gear for them. Life jackets are a must, as even the strongest swimmers can get tired and will appreciate that extra layer of safety. Some states have dog beaches specifically designed for the enjoyment of the ocean by humans and their dogs. It is such an inspiring thing to see dogs of all sizes, shapes, and breeds enjoying the beach much like little kids do. Camping is another popular summer activity that dogs seem to love. The smell of nature, sleeping in a tent, and reconnecting with nature in a way that their ancestors would be proud of. Plan for and bring a similar amount of supplies for your pet as you would for yourself or others. And try to avoid changing their daily habits too much, as it can cause upset stomachs, lethargy, and even anxiety. Being in nature will be change enough. Finally, if roughing it means something a bit more upscale for your pooch, remember that more and more resorts are catering to families who want to bring their pets. They offer special activities, services, and much more. This year, consider taking your dog with you on vacation. Summer vacation plans and excursions can include the entire family. It takes some planning and care, but it's certain to add more joy and memories to your activities. Share your favorite summertime dog activities and more on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Hi, this is Tanya Tucker on Animal Radio. Love those pets.